welcome to episode 79 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we'll talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Amy, and Lindsay, and we are once again joined by our engineer and editor, Heidi.
Yay!
Who we're going to try to keep her awake, but she's got jet lag. tonight we're excited to talk about Elizabeth about her recent trip to Costa Rica with Adventures by Disney. And Amy also recently had clients go on the same tour, and both families experienced the Disney difference from day one on this high-end luxury escorted tour. Elizabeth now has tons of information to share with us about both the country of Costa Rica and the Adventures by Disney experience. So let's get started. So excited to hear about this because so many things, you know. I mean, I'm such a Disney geek, you know, so I really, every time I do training or see commercials for Adventures by Disney, I get all teary and start crying because it just looks so awesome. They really know how to tug at me.
Yeah, well, and I totally cried at the end of the tour, too. And my kids cried, and yeah, I mean, my kids are actually grieving this vacation. They had such a good time, and they did. They, in the airport, they both started crying. They did not want to leave, yeah. Which is, I mean, my kids are pretty jaded. We've done a lot of things, and so it really moved them, for sure. So let's start by talking about the country a little bit, and then we could talk more about the tour.
Yeah, because it's a cool destination. I mean,
it's hot right now. So many people want it.
It is very hot. It was 95 degrees. It is very hot. Yet, and you know, I've always sort of wanted to go to Costa Rica, but then I've also always been a little bit afraid of Costa Rica because I guess I just picture lots and lots of jungles. And anybody who knows me knows that I'm not a jungle girl. I don't camp.
Did you glam?
I did glam. And it was about as, I mean, that's about the closest to camping I ever want to come. And it was a really nice lodge. But, you do get, there are jungles, but, Costa Rica has actually got a really good economy, all things considered, and, a very strong middle class. So, you know, although, there's a lot of roughing it to be done there, there's also a lot of comfort to be found there, which is, I think, what makes it a really good match for Adventures by Disney. We definitely met people who didn't speak any English, which I'm really not as accustomed to in Spanish-speaking places that I've gone, because it tends to be the touristy parts of Mexico or, you know, so, or Texas. those are the places where I'm used to hearing Spanish. And so it was interesting, but I actually know more Spanish than I thought I did, too. So,
logistically speaking, we're in North Carolina. How long did it take you to get there?
So we had to connect, and from Raleigh-Durham, there's really two main options. There is that you can go through Miami, but it's actually not a very good itinerary. You can go through Atlanta on Delta, because when you live in the South and you die before you go to heaven or hell, you change planes in Atlanta. Or you can go through Houston on United. And depending on what, there's also two airports in Costa Rica. So we actually flew into San Jose and out of Liberia. So I got to experience both of them. San Jose is a bigger airport, bigger city, bigger in general, but Liberia is a perfectly fine airport as well. And it's closer to the sort of the beachier areas that you would go to. The flight between, the direct flight was about 4 hours, depending on, there's a little less than four, a little more than four, depending on which airport you're going to. And then, you know, however you get to those destinations to connect, you know, then add that. So it was a good day of travel, and I'm East Coast, so it's 2 hours behind us right now. They don't change for daylight savings time, though, so it varies depending on time of year as to how far behind you are.
So you're going to get into all the stuff you did, but I did have other clients that went to Costa Rica for spring break, and they just stayed in an all-inclusive in Guanacaste. Mm-hmm. And even though they were in an all-inclusive and everything was paid for, they made sure to get out because Costa Rica, I guess, I've never been, is someplace there's so much to do. They did volcano stuff and zip. Like, there's so much to do outside of that resort, and they are so happy they didn't just stay in that resort.
Yeah.
And not see
it's,
around
it's
them.
It's hot with, like, eco-tourism and, the people.
But they're a very safe country, and they're known as the Switzerland of Central America.
Yeah.
Because they don't have an army, and they have focused pretty much their economy around ecotourism. Mm-hmm. And they made it like a huge priority.
And that, and then they've drawn in other, you know, so there's manufacturing there. A lot of big company, Intel has a huge facility in San Jose. So, lots of expats, cause it's beautiful there. I mean, we were ready to move, and I never, you know, when I was leaving for Costa Rica, I was excited. I couldn't wait to see it, but I never thought that I would just fall in love with the country.
Yeah.
And for me to fall in love with a place where there are spiders the size of my head, that's really saying something. I mean, that is a big deal. So, it was, and I didn't see a single snake. No, that's probably part of the reason I was in love with it.
Did you see the spiders?
I saw spiders. I did not see a spider as big as my head. Some were large, but
you have a big head, though.
I do. Thanks, Amy.
That was just waiting to be said. Yeah.
I lobbed the softball. You hit it. So they actually, you know, they can grow all kinds of things. You know, really good foods, and they don't actually export as much chocolate as you would think they would, as they are sort of where chocolate was discovered. And they also don't have as much gold, which is interesting. The country Costa Rica means, you know, rich coast. Basically, the Spanish were fooled by the jewelry that they were wearing, thinking that they must have lots and lots of gold, and they don't really have that much. They have some, but not that much. And so what they tend to export are pineapples, interestingly, bananas, which bananas are part of the reason they have a railroad system from one coast to the other. And then actually the most interesting thing I found out, which I didn't realize until we had a trivia game on the bus, was the biggest export for Costa Rica that is consumed in the U.S. is tomatoes.
As a Southern girl, I just can't believe
it's
that.
True.
No. Southern girl from
it's true. I bet a lot of those. Yeah, I bet a lot of those tomatoes that you eat are actually Costa Rican tomatoes, and you didn't
coffee
know.
Too, right?
Yeah, coffee is big for them too. They consume a lot of it there, but yes, and they you know the different qualities of coffee, and I had a bit of a primer in that. And you know, actually I bought a coffee mug that, that is representative of the culture there. They have these like tin coffee mugs. But yeah, really good coffee, very good coffee.
That's awesome.
They're known as being social and very kind people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very friendly. Everyone was very, very friendly. And we even had a chance to meet some, you know, natives. There's only about 600 left in their tribe, and they came and spoke to us, and, super, super nice people.
That was part of your tour.
That was part of the story. Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
cool.
So it sounds like you were all over the country, though.
We were, and we were there for 6 days.
Yeah.
Really. We flew in on a Saturday and flew out on a Friday. And so I really thought, I was skeptical. I mean, I read the itinerary, but I'm like, how much are we really going to see? And I will say there were some hours spent on a motor coach, which usually is a detriment. However, when you're on an Adventures by Disney motor coach, they showed Pirates of the Caribbean. They had a trivia contest. And so it really was actually very fun on the bus. We had an episode about Adventures by Disney in Germany, and they were talking about how their kids loved the bus the most because they would gather at the back of the bus. And actually there were only a few kids on this trip, my two and then two others, one of whom was about 16, so not even really that young. And by the end of the trip, about halfway through the trip, they were all sitting in the back of the bus.
Yeah.
So
I know. I remember them saying like the older kids would kind of take over and lead the younger kids. That's interesting that there were more adult groups on this.
And my group was spring break time, and they had, every family had kids. There were so many kids on there, but they all the families got along. That's one thing they said. They were like, we had a really good group and we all got along. A lot of them were repeat people too that had been to Adventure by Disney before.
Yeah.
They have a high satisfaction.
They
rating.
Do. They do. And then they do. If you don't have kids and you'd really rather be on a tour without kids, there are adult only departures, for most of their destinations as well. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, it sounds great, except for I don't want to travel with kids. You know, first of all, I would say you can learn a lot from traveling with kids. it's really fun to watch my kids discover Costa Rica. But then, you know, if you really want to bypass that, then there are adult only departures.
So remind us how old your kids are.
So not, well, 10 and almost 12.
So that, to me, that's a sweet spot for a trip like this. But what is the minimum age?
8 for this one.
Okay.
And Adventures by Disney goes down. There are some trips that will take a 4-year-old. That's about as low as it goes.
So that was one of the client that went, they had 3 kids. Their youngest is 7. So that was a little bit, they were kind of worried about some of the excursions, but she was able to do. That's why they did the float.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there were a couple things there.
That actually makes sense. Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit more about the itinerary itself in order. But yeah, the rafting, you do need to be 8. The zip lining now, it used to be an age requirement. Now it's a height requirement. So they can be younger if they're tall enough.
I would imagine it would be like a height weight requirement.
I thought it would be weight too, but it's not. Yeah. It's totally height. I asked like 6 times. It's like, really? It's just height.
What happens if you get stuck in the middle?
They looked at me like I had grown a second head. They were like, weight has nothing to do with it. I'm like, weight has everything to do. I mean, I'm not a physics expert, but I'm pretty sure that weight has something to do with it. I know I go fasty fast because I weigh a lotty lot. So,
Your head. Yeah, like whenever I was like doing the water slide racers with my kids, I finished way ahead of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I would argue that weight has something to do with it, but apparently the main thing they need to worry about is your height. So as long as you're, and maybe if you're that tall, it's impossible for you to not be heavy enough. I don't know if it's sort of a,
maybe, yeah.
You know.
So if you camped, I'm not a camper either. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Did you have a bathroom?
Yes. So Adventures by Disney is very high end. And so the idea that you would go to a place that doesn't have air conditioning is a little strange, and they definitely prepped us for it. But basically this was in Tortuguero, which is a national park. Mm-hmm. And the only way to get, there's no roads there where we're going. We don't need any roads. So you either fly or take a boat. You can, you know, drive up to the boundaries of the park and then you can take a boat, or you can fly, in or out, or both. So we flew in on a small plane, Nature Air, which is actually, you would geek out over everything, because the Costa Rica honestly is a very clean country.
And I should say that she's pointing at me.
You don't, pointing at Sandy. You don't really, even understand how clean it is until you get there. There's the one thing that really freaked me out was you don't flush toilet paper there. You throw it away.
That's how Belize was.
A lot of stuff. Oh,
interesting.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd ever get used to that. I tried, you know, but, I'm not the one who had to empty the trash can. So, but anyway, but like there was a recent summit, that we were just told about it. I don't know about it, but, it was in France for global warming. And they lit up the Eiffel Tower, and up at the top, it said something like Pura Vida, 100% possible or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's because Costa Rica for like 290 days in a row. And that number is off the top of my head. It's just less than 300 in a row, like put out almost zero emissions as a country.
Wow.
It's incredible how clean they are and how effortless it really is. If everybody's working together, it actually is pretty effortless. And I will say, I had a plastic water bottle on the raft with me. And our raft got stuck, and we had to evacuate the raft, which is a scary thing if you've ever been through it in a rapid, you know, especially when you have your children with you. And I got back in everything was fine. And this has happened to me before. I've rafted before. And the first thing I thought about was that water bottle that I saw floating down the river. I felt like the hugest turd on earth.
Really?
You know? And it was not my fault at all.
You're never allowed back. God, if I have your
sorry, Costa Rica. I'm sorry.
On a wanted list.
Yeah, you're going to be like in the customs. I'm like on the wall in the customs.
Your picture is right
there. So, Amy, what were you saying?
So you're saying that standard of throwing away toilet paper, that was just in that park.
Nope.
I don't want to scare people away at the resorts.
Nope. Oh, well, so some of the resorts, the plumbing would handle it. The signs are not everywhere, but most public restrooms. And and when you're traveling a lot like this, you know, you're going to go to a lot of public restrooms. And that's really one of the things about Adventures by Disney. So we get there. We get to a hotel in San Jose, which is a Marriott. It's a beautiful Marriott in San Jose, beautiful resort, beautiful view of the city. And the hillside there. We were only there for one night. So basically you get there at your leisure. You can arrive any time of day, and then, are oriented, and, you meet both adventure guides. They basically are waiting for you and call you by name. It's fantastic how well coordinated everything is. There was, you know, the airport, the transfer, there was a lady with a whole bunch of names on a board. It obviously wasn't only Adventures by Disney people, it was other people. And I was like, that's my name. And she was like, okay, she gave me a Pura Vida sticker, and she sent me to the baggage claim, and with the guy with the cart. And he collected our luggage off the thing. We had luggage straps that they'd given us. So it was, and then we were escorted to the car. It was so super easy, so seamless. We get there, we have a welcome drink, non-alcoholic. All of them were non-alcoholic. So the kids could drink them too. They only liked about one of them, but, so we get a drink. They bring us into like a little conference room. They talk to us about what's going to happen the next day. They give us these duffel bags. They give them to us to use as our overnight bag. Cause to go into Tortuguero, you're on this little, really tiny plane. So you can't take all your luggage. So basically they said, pack this, this, and this. this is what you'll need for the next, you know, basically it's one night in Tordera. So you need your change of clothes and then an extra change of clothes in case it rains. It is a rainforest. Or in case you get wet, which I assume means you fall in with the crocodiles, but they didn't say that. And so he tells you exactly what to put in it. And then they let you go and you have both cell phone numbers for both guides. And they're both in the hotel there. They tell you where you can eat. You know, they make suggestions on that and, you know, where to go into town if you want to do that. We just sat by the pool, and had room service. Our room was actually at the pool. We could walk out to the pool. So we basically had bar service come up to our back door, which was really nice. And then the next day we had a meeting in the morning where we got to meet everybody. We went around the room and said who we were, where we were from, and what we were hoping to experience. There's a big map of Costa Rica on the wall. We met the guides in a little bit more detail, got on a motor coach, went to the airport, got on these little planes. There were two of them. They hold 19 people each. There would be more if the group were larger. This is an off-season trip, so there weren't as many people on the trip. And they're little prop planes. I have some GoPro footage of the takeoff. It actually was not nearly as scary. The only thing I didn't, it's about a 25-minute flight to the park, and the park is on the Caribbean side of Costa Rica, the sort of northern side, northern, northeastern side. And it's called Tortuguero, which means land of the turtles. So if you go during turtle season, which is between July and September-ish, you actually can see turtles nesting and, you know, sort of see that whole thing. But it's also in the jungle. So 25-minute ride, the worst part about it was it's not pressurized, you know, and you get up high enough. So it was uncomfortable. It wasn't like the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I gave birth to two children. I assure you that was way worse. It's not something I'm anxious to do again, but I totally would, you know, to get to the jungle in the middle of nowhere. And then to answer your question, there are these lodges out there. They're basically like really nice cabins. They were like four rooms long. And the rooms had, there might've been rooms with king beds. We had double beds. And, a bathroom with like an open shower, no curtain or anything, just like a wall, sort of a walk-in shower. It wasn't anything unusual, really. Usually rain shower heads, things like that. The one thing that was weird was they all had tub spigots, even though there were no tubs. And it was great because you could test the water before it turned on. But that was where I took I posted on my Facebook page, I took a shower with a lizard. I actually, you know, I wear glasses. At the end of my shower, I turned off the water and I saw something go scrabble, 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 scrabble. And I was like, Chris, just tell me that wasn't a bug. And he's like, it's a lizard. And I was like, okay, cool.
It's a snake.
Yeah. So no air conditioning, big fans. The lights, they wanted you to use minimally. There was a pool there. There was a restaurant there and a bar. It was hot. It was really, really hot. And the wildlife, there were bats. I don't know how they keep spiders out of there. I'm assuming they don't keep spiders out of there. I didn't see a single spider, so I'm a happy girl. They might have been crawling all over me all night long, but they had hammocks and rocking chairs on the porches. So it was actually quite nice, but it was definitely camping. I mean, it was just a step up from a tent.
So did it ever cool off, or was there a breeze, or?
There were breezes, and the pools were refreshing. The pools were hot, were warm too, but not,
so it's like a, so you don't refreshing. Exert a lot of energy. You just kind of chill.
You could, I mean, you could have, and then to go through the jungle, we actually did a real live jungle cruise. It was awesome. So
did you
get
skippers?
They didn't tell any cheese and jokes, but we did have skippers. We had experts, and these guys can see like monkeys and sloths and lizards and birds from like all the way across the canal. And then they can pull right up to them. We did not see any sloths. I'm very sad. Did your people see any sloths?
They did. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was sad about that. But well, we saw almost all the, there's, Costa Rica has four different kinds of monkeys, the capuchin monkeys, the howler monkeys, the TD monkeys, T-I-T-I, and then the other one that I'm missing. Oh, spider monkeys. Spider monkeys. And so the TD monkeys are only on the West Coast. We didn't see those, but we saw everything else.
Yeah, your son was showing us his howler monkey impression.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He must have had a lot of howler monkeys.
Yes, we did hear them. Yeah, we did. On the whitewater rafting, which was later in the trip, they were right above our heads. So, yeah.
Did they throw stuff
at you? No one threw any poo. It's so funny, too, because that's what our guide told us was that the howler monkeys are famous for flinging poo. And
I remember hearing that when I was in Mexico. They're you're like, don't stand under the monkey.
Yeah, no, if they threw anything at us, it did not hit me. So, yeah. So it was camping, and there were people who said that was their favorite part, was leaving the jungle. Yeah. Because it was just so hot.
This is our lovely vacation.
But again, it, you know, yes, you're paying a lot of money, but it was a very, for camping, it was very, very nice camping. Like, yeah. Very nice camping. Mm-hmm. So
tell me about the guides. We hear about this Disney difference. What's so special about them?
So I've always wondered about this too. Well, first of all, there's two, and that's everything. All the Disney literature will say it's so great to have two guides, and I can't imagine that it's a bad thing to have two guides. I mean, I admit, but to actually experience what two guides can do, first of all, you got kids on the trip. Mm-hmm. So the more hands, the better, always. But what they do is one of their guides is actually a Disney employee. Our guide actually told us that he normally works at the Whispering Canyon Cafe at Wilderness Lodge.
So cool that they can just...
Yeah, and then they just pull him out, and he's been doing this since the beginning. Mm-hmm. He is an extraordinarily talented and funny man. He had a wide knowledge of musical theater, which made me happy, but also of language. He was from Houston, Texas, and he spoke Spanish. He took Spanish in high school, and he did an immersion program in Mexico. So he spoke Spanish well, but he leads their tours all over. He's going to South Africa soon, and he just has a natural inclination for language. He's very open to it, and so his communication skills are just right on, and just super organized, super nice, and very much a people person. He would circulate a room. You know, he must be exhausted by the end of any tour because just all the time, you know, entertaining and talking. The other guide is a local guide. And in our case, we had Ron, and Ron is a Renaissance man. He is a geologist, but also a biologist and a botanist. Like, he knew everything about this country. He gave us a historical perspective. He gave us the scientific perspective. And honestly, you know, you could see something crawling along the ground, point at it and say, Ron, what's that? And he would spew off the Latin name and the, you know, what it's related to. So we saw this little thing at the last resort we were at that looked a little bit like a dog, a little bit like a raccoon. He's like, it's in the raccoon family. He told us what it was called, and I can't remember.
Body?
Yeah. And he said, and that's a male because it's by itself. Yeah. They, you know, they're, and don't touch it. It probably has rabies. And they're very aggressive. And I was like, well, I wasn't about to go pet it because it had this really long mouth and these teeth. But, it was this big long tail. But yeah. He points at it. He's like, that's what that is. And then birds and butterflies and just a really wide, you literally could ask him anything. And then, you know, there were times where we would question, like he was telling us about the Earth University, which is there. And he was saying it was, it ranked somewhere and my husband asked him, well, what's the first, you know, what's the considered the best? And so he went and looked it up, and he was like, you know, I was giving you old information. Now Earth University is like fifth. And he was telling us it was second. And so he'll come back and correct himself. So just having that knowledge just with us on the bus. And when we saw the little raccoon thing, there was a honeymooning couple next to us. And so she didn't know who I was, and I didn't know who they were. They were taking a picture of it. We were talking about what it might be. And I saw Ron walk by, and I was like, Ron, come here. And he walks over, and he tells them, and he walks away, and they're like, well, that was awesome. He was like, no, an expert. So he had his little Disney name tag on.
They go in packs.
Yeah.
And you see them with their babies that'll have like, you know, 20 or 30 babies following behind.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
They were ugly
long
cute.
Long tail.
Ugly cute. They're kind of like possums. Yeah, like really say, ugly cute. Like... Yeah. At first I thought it was a dog and it has this really long tail. I thought it was maybe a cat. And no, it's like, it is. It clearly, once you look at it a little bit longer, you can see the raccoon in it for sure. And you know, we all love
to have like hands.
The nose is like really long with a short jaw. So like, it's got this weird, like cartoony kind of face where the nose is really long, but then the jaw only goes about halfway out the length of the nose. It's a very strange animal. So, yeah. It makes a huge difference, and it's so hard to explain, but just being able, you know, they were always like two steps ahead. Because if one of them was like behind the scenes doing some magic, you know, making sure that we were checked into the hotel or making sure that the bags were taken care of, and the other one was cracking jokes. And so they were sort of playing off each other, and you just never noticed things happening. And because I'm a travel agent and I arrange these things all the time, and I've done it myself, you know, where you're stressing out over the luggage, it gave us the vacation of a lifetime because we did not have to worry about anything. We could really focus on each other as a family. Which honestly, in a lot of vacations, especially when you're seeing that much, we stayed at the first hotel one night, the second campground the one night, and then the next place two nights, and the next place two nights. Mm-hmm. But even then, we didn't get to the Arenal volcano until the evening. So even though we were there two nights, It was like we checked in at 6, ate dinner, slept, spent all day on the zip lines and, you know, having activities, slept, and then checked out and went on to the whitewater rafting and continued on to our next hotel. So even though we were there two nights, it really only felt like one day.
Is it all inclusive too, in terms of gratuities and everything? Because I never thought about it too.
Yeah, mostly. So you do tip your driver and your guides. The nice thing is you really know who they are, you know, by the end of the trip, unlike some places where it turns up. And then any activities you do, like rafting or anything like that, you should also tip the guides there, and they are all extraordinary. And then you will have to pay for some food, although a lot of food is included, but there are a couple of times, like in Arenal, they'll give you some suggestions about where to eat, and then you can eat wherever or not eat. There's a grocery store there too, so you could just get groceries. All the breakfasts are included and several dinners, and the dinners are actually quite nice. There was one dinner that was all adults, and all the junior adventurers went and watched a movie and had popcorn and chicken fingers and all that stuff.
I love junior adventure.
Yeah. And actually you could be a junior adventurer as an adult. There was no limit to it. So if you wanted to go watch the movie, then you could go watch the movie, and they don't tell you what the movie is, until that night. It's a big secret. So, you know, lots and lots of surprises along the way as well.
So it sounds like you were very immersed in the whole culture the land, and, you know, you got a really good feel for what it's all about.
Yes. I mean, we stopped, you know, when we got off the boat, getting out of the jungle, we were in basically a little rest stop, and that's one thing. A lot of, public bathrooms are pay toilets. Disney had covered all that. So you don't have to worry about, I didn't change any money. Mm-hmm. They will take U.S. dollars. It's, Colonus.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's 540 Colonus to $1. I mean, I knew the exchange rate, but you could pay for everything in U.S. dollars. Unless you really wanted to change, and things like bathrooms, you really would have wanted to have local currency. Mm-hmm. I didn't bother changing anything. We just really didn't have to. You can tip in U.S. dollars. They're perfectly happy to take that. You just have to be really aware of the exchange rates, that you don't overpay for anything, by too much. But
did you bring home? I know you said you brought home a coffee mug, but what kind of souvenirs did other stuff?
The kids brought home stuffed sloths. brought home coffee.
Yeah.
And, we were pretty minimalist on this trip. I did get a nice, like a little bracelet that's supposed to be like align my chakra. Couldn't hurt. And it was really pretty.
So tell me that, because you talk about how this was like such a life changing kind of, like it really touched your family and it was, you know, very cool. So like, what do you feel like you came back a little different from that?
Yeah. I think you connect to people a lot more than I often do when I travel. And that's partially because I'm an introvert, so I will avoid people if at all possible. and you're sort of forced. And I have to say, people sort of sometimes mock escorted tours. I really like them. I get a lot out of them because I feel much more comfortable and confident. I want them to have a local guide. I don't want to be in like the bus of American tourists that do all these like ridiculous, like stop at McDonald's and everything. I want to make sure that I'm getting a local experience. But you know, Ron is from Costa Rica, born and raised in Costa Rica. He's very proud of his country and loves sharing it with people. Mm-hmm. And then Landon, who was the guide from the United States, also had a really strong knowledge of the culture and, was able to bridge, especially for the kids, that sort of cultural gap that might be there. I learned way more about Costa Rica. And I joked, you know, I was back paddling this rip down this river and we were looking at howler monkeys and we were looking at the blue morpho butterfly. And I thought, everything I knew about this country, I learned from Dora the Explorer. Like, just hit me. And, you know, I could hear Dora the Explorer the whole time. And that said, I knew more about Costa Rica than I thought I did. But to really get, you know, he could talk about the volcano and turn right around and talk about the mammals, you know. And it was such a diverse ecology. And then, you know, my son, we pulled them out of school for this. And my son has his fourth quarter report is on an ecosystem. And so his teacher, knowing he's going on this trip, assigned him the rainforest. At the end of the trip, Ron sat down, looked through our pictures, and helped him pick out like the animals and the plants that he needs for his, and gave him more information on, again, where he could really take notes. So he could enjoy the, you know, the trip as it went and then review. And then Ron gave us his Facebook and, you know, and told us to email. And he said, this is my schedule for the next month. So it's easy. It's better if you contact me during this time because I'll have more free time than if you wait until here. So yeah, I mean, just super, I really feel like we got a lot out of it. And the people we traveled with, super, super nice. And to be able to, you know, I'm a travel agent. I could put this trip together for you. Maybe. It would probably cost as much, if not more, than it did with Adventures by Disney, which is really hard to say. When you look at a price tag for Adventures by Disney, you're like, are you kidding me? But we're staying in top of the line resorts. Disney has a lot of pull at those resorts. We had great rooms. We had rooms at the Arenal Volcano that literally you opened the sliding glass door curtains and you were looking at the volcano. Mm-hmm. It just direct view. And we were right by the restaurant at this really big, these really big grounds. So a lot of people had to take a little shuttle to the restaurant, but we, it was just right around the corner for us. We had that poolside room at the first place. We were close to the pool, at the campground thing. And then the last resort, which is the El Mangrove Resort, which is definitely a, you know, a beach resort. It's in the Autograph Collection. So, it had a hammock in the room. It was a suite. So you walk into a sitting room that had no air conditioning, hammock and little sitting area, and your shower actually extended into that area, but you go through sliding glass doors and your sleeping area and bathroom were air conditioned.
Mm, nice. Yeah.
So you really got the feel of it. You know, if you felt really connected, you could hear the birds and the howler monkeys and everything mm-hmm. through the window. You could sit there in your hammock inside.
Yeah.
You know, still connect to the, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it always impresses me because I am a Disney fan and people don't understand why I go to Disney World so much, but I do feel like there's a difference in what they deliver. And this product is their like creme de la creme. This is the one that gets the highest ratings from all their people. It has the highest return rate, you know, and they told us a statistic at the last training I did where like one day of all their resorts in Walt Disney World wouldn't fill their whole capacity for a year of Adventures by Disney all over the world. So they don't, it's not like this big expansive thing. They really make it, they take the time to do it right. And, you know, like they focus on the little mm-hmm. things. And the
you have a maximum of 40 people on a tour with two tour guides. So you have a 1-to-20 ratio at worst.
Right.
At worst. Which on many escorted tours, it's more like 55
people. And they do. They try to make those connections to the place, you mm-hmm. know, which makes it so authentic and real.
They're getting you places easily that would be mm-hmm. very difficult for you mm-hmm. to do on your own
right.
if you didn't know the language or even a little bit about the culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're doing it rapidly.
And we'd be scared. Like, yeah, it is rapid. I mean, we went to the jungle. We did our jungle cruise. We took a boat out of the jungle and took a bus, passed through banana plantations, and then stopped at a pineapple plantation. Got to have fresh pineapple right off the vine. Got to hear all about how pineapples grow and how they export them and all that. And that was all sort of along the way to Arenal. We go to this volcano. We zip line. In the old days, you would see the volcano actually, you know, the lava flow, but that's gone now. It's on its way to being dormant.
Disney can't fix that?
They can't fix that. Disney cannot fix that. And then we came back and met with this native Costa Rican culture, two ladies. We did an arts and crafts project that we got to bring home with us. And then that night we went to the hot springs. I mean, it's like boom, 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 but in the hot springs, you could have a beverage, assuming you remembered your wallet, which my husband did not.
Uh-huh.
I'm not bitter about that. But these natural hot springs, so you get the minerals and all that. And then we had a meal there. We went back. We collapsed into bed. I mean, I slept so well on this trip. So well.
So just, I know we're kind of getting to the end, but touch a little bit, because you, Amy had mentioned the floating and you had mentioned the rafting and you said we'd get back to that. So I want to make sure.
So the next day after the zip lining, the next thing we check out of the hotel and you had an option to raft. It was a class 2, 3, maybe 4 river, depending on the Costa Rica is having a drought right now. So they don't have a lot of water. And it's a pretty serious issue. So the rivers were actually very low, which is why we had this situation where we had to evacuate a raft. We got stuck on a rock and there's just no way off of it. So you had the option, depending on how active you wanted to be. The rafting trip is physically demanding. You are paddling. If you've ever rafted, it's mm-hmm. rafting. It's not, you know, the highest rapids are 5+, sometimes 6, as far as what you can physically raft. And these generally are 3s, so about half. And so my kids were very comfortable. It was their first time rafting. They took instruction very well. The guides were, everything was very safe as rafting could be. I mean, there's always a risk, but... and you see animals along the way. There were birds and turtles and monkeys and all that. Or you could do a float trip. And the float trip is basically no paddling. You're in a raft. More sunlight, not as much shade, but you're on a different part of the river, so there's no rapids. And you have a guide who does he has got the double paddles and basically rows you So,
but you're fanning yourself.
Yeah, and feeding yourself grapes. And yes, exactly. So, and then at the end of that, there's a picnic lunch. So the rafting was, it was tiring. I mean, I'm an old lady, and it was a physically, but it was truly rewarding. I mean, I would not trade it for anything. It was fantastic. And then the people who were on the float trip loved it. Mm-hmm. They loved it. You do need to sunscreen up. The sun is concentrated. You're near the equator. And, we did all get some degree of sunburn, some of us more than others. Mm-hmm. The river was fun. You could swim for a little bit of it too. I mean, there were calmer spots. There were a couple places because the water was so low that they would have to get, they got us out and then they paddled the rapid and we would get back in. So we would walk along the riverbank. Mm-hmm. We were very well taken care of. They carried the rafts for us. If you've ever been rafting and had to carry your own raft, they're heavy. And so they do that for you. And then we continued on and, went to the beach after that. So, and the next day we had a private catamaran all morning, snorkeling, paddle boards, took us out to like a private beach area. You could swim. There was a little slide off the back of the catamaran, open bar. Guess where I was, with my Kindle. Yeah. Really relaxing morning. And then in the afternoon you could sit by the pool and you had the option of taking out one of the cabanas as long as there's availability. High season there might not be, but, and the cabanas were actually quite inexpensive, $100 for a half day, $150 for a full day.
Oh, yeah.
And they brought you food and, you had shade, which was important.
Yeah,
and
nice.
Electricity. I could set up my laptop and work.
Did you?
I did.
Terrible.
I did. I'll tell you what, that was the best office I've ever had. I would do it again in a heartbeat. So yeah. So a jam-packed trip. We were exhausted. We got back.
Exhausted. Well, it sounds awesome. I'm excited to see. I know you should link some of your videos and stuff to the show notes because I know the GoPro came in handy.
It did. And I will say we started in San Jose. We went to the East Coast. We went to the volcano. We went to the West Coast. We saw a lot of the country. A lot of people end up just in Guanacaste, which is where we ended up for the beaches. And I highly recommend going there. You could go to like six different resorts easily on the Guanacaste side, you know, and you can get to Nicaragua from there. There's, you know, a lot of options for things to do. There's no shortage, and we missed like almost the whole southern part of the country. Couldn't do everything in 6 days, I guess, but yeah, saw a lot. Saw a lot. That's I really awesome. Feel like I connected for sure.
Amy, did you want to add anything about what your family's?
No, really quick. I was going to say with their kids, they were 12, 10, and 7 years old. And the father was saying, you know, every day it was a jam-packed day, like you said, and they were up early, but they never complained. Like they were ready to be up. Mm-hmm. Even though it was their vacation, they were ready to be up and see what the day was. They loved it.
And, you know, with that said, there was only one super early morning. There was one morning where we had to be at the buses by 7. Everything, and that was actually the whitewater rafting day because we had to drive to the whitewater rafting. Everything else, I mean, there was one time where I think we left at like 9:30. So it wasn't too bad. You had to set an alarm, but.
I love that you say you slept so well.
I did.
My husband doesn't sleep well, and it sounds like he would be worn out.
I don't either. I mean, I think about work all the time, and I wake up in the middle of the night, and the first night I was still wound up, but after that, I slept like a baby. Mm-hmm. I slept like a baby, and I will.
It makes you think about lifestyle choices.
It does.
You need to prioritize. Yeah.
It does. Yeah. So I'm moving to Costa Rica. See you guys.
We will come visit.
It is a beautiful country. And if it's not on your bucket list, you just add it right now. Just go pencil it in. There's just no place else like it.
Everywhere is on my bucket list.
Nothing wrong with that.
I think I said that about Tokyo.
Nothing wrong with this. This is like an encyclopedia. Yeah, by now.
Yes, exactly.
No, right?
Exactly.
Six volumes.
I want to go to all the places. Well, yeah, Costa Rica's always been there, but it's never been a high priority. And I'm so glad that I had this opportunity to go. And I feel like it was a great chance for my children to do this first time. Their first time out of the country, unless you count on a cruise where we stepped into the Bahamas or whatever.
That's
it was
awesome.
Their first like actual like taking a plane to another country and staying.
Well, now you've set a kind of high bar for them.
We have.
Does Adventures by Disney by any chance do Peru?
Yes, they do.
They do. I know they do an adult only to Peru too.
Yeah, and they do China. They're pretty much everywhere.
They're doing like Cambodia and Laos. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And they have a Wyoming trip too. And they have several long weekends in the United States, including Nashville, New York, and the San Francisco wine country area. Mm-hmm. The New York trip, you get on a Broadway stage, you get to learn Broadway choreography, you get to try on the costumes from Aladdin. It's like serious stuff you cannot do.
Right.
And that's, you know, we were talking about, I could put this trip together for you, but like the zip line, this particular zip line has a SkyTran that takes you up to it. We had to do very little work, you know, except for the actual zip lining. And it was a beautiful zip line. It's really hard to find those things, you know, that we talked to other families who had gone ziplining on their own, and they were like, yeah, we had like a 2 mile hike up to the, you know, we didn't have to do that. We were really, really well taken care of. So even just the quality of what they find for you to do, really good. Like the guys carrying the rafts, you know, you could go whitewater rafting with somebody else, but they may make you carry your raft. Not that it's the worst thing that could happen to you, but you know.
I could talk about this all night, but that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com. Click on podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast or just search for Fly Away. Or you can email us at info@outlandertravel.com. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Elizabeth, Lindsay, Amy, our amazing engineer and editor, Heidi, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!